This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, the Pointer and Bucherri Law Firm. Address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Travis Brown, please note the following medical letter. The first name is T-R-A-V-I-S, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, period. On May 23rd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 16-year-old male. Height 5'9" tall, weight 170 pounds, period. The patient was accompanied by his mother and both signed consent forms, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 7th of 2021, period. The patient was the passenger in the rear seat with a seat belt on, period. This occurred on a highway when another drunk driver entered the highway the wrong way, striking the patient's vehicle in the front, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain a headache, period. The patient was jerked, period, and the vehicle was totaled, period. He had immediate pain in his abdomen, comma, low back, comma, bad bruises to his abdomen and chest, comma, chest pain, comma, pain in his collarbone that was fractured, comma, period. Apparently, the drunk driver died in the accident, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment present day, he still continues to have He continues to have abdominal pain as well as low back pain, period. New paragraph. His abdominal pain is worse in the upper area and described as intermittent, period. It is worse in the mornings and the evenings, period. It does occur with nausea, period. It is a stabbing type pain with a left type of pressure, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left side, period. New paragraph. Low back pain is constant, period. He has diminished range of motion, and it is a sharp-type pain, period. The pain occasionally radiates down his left leg to his knee, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. New paragraph. The chest pain and collar pain has since resolved, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient and his mother was that ambulance that day took him to Eskenazi emergency room. He was treated and released, period. X-rays were obtained, and he was placed in a splint for his collarbone, period. A couple weeks later, he was seen at Riley Clinic with more X-rays in a sling, period. He did follow up there a few times, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Lifting greater than 20 pounds is difficult, comma. Football, comma. He has a poor appetite, comma. And problems sleeping, period. New paragraph, under medications, denies other than over-the-counter medications for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history, denies. New paragraph, past surgical history, denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, reveals the patient has never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient has never injured his abdomen in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in prior automobile accidents, period. The patient has never had any school or work injuries, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that of a student, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, pertinent studies, Riley Hospital, orthopedic section, February 10th, 2021. Travis is a 14-year-old right-hand dominant male who presents to the clinic accompanied by his mother for evaluation of his right clavicle fracture sustained on February 7th, 2021 from a restrained passenger involved in an MVA, period. On examination of the right upper extremity, there was ecchymosis noted from the seatbelt line with swelling noted about the clavicle, period. Emergency room records from Eskenazi Emergency Department, February 7th, 2021, states 14-year-old male presenting to the ED via EMS for evaluation after MVC, period. Patient was restrained passenger in the back seat, airbags deployed, period. Patient endorses swelling over the right clavicle, period. They did x-rays of the clavicle, and the impression was comminuted, non-displaced fracture of the mid-clavicle, period, widening of the chromioclavicular and coracoclavicular joints with small avulsion fracture of the acromion, period. X-rays of the chest showed the comminuted non-displaced fracture of the mid-clavicle, widening of the chromioclavicular and coracoclavicular joints with an avulsion fracture of the acromion, suggesting ligamentous injury, period. On physical examination, there was swelling and tenderness to palpation over the right clavicle. There are abrasions over the hips bilaterally. Impression was MVC, enclosed non-displaced fracture of the shaft of the right clavicle, period. They prescribed Advil, period. As mentioned, I reviewed a lot of records, including records from Indiana Clinic, comma, Riley records, comma, EMS records and EMS bills, comma, and Eskenazi records, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment, as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 7th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. On physical examination by me, May 23rd, 2023, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck and cervical region was unremarkable, period. Examination of the chest was non-tender, especially in the area of trauma. The chest area has healed, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed a mild deformity of the right mid-clavicle, but there was full range of motion and normal strength in the right shoulder, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs, clear. Abdominal examination revealed tenderness on the left in both the upper and lower quadrants, period. There were bowel sounds present normally, period. Examination of the lumbar area was abnormal, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm with heat and tenderness, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising was abnormal at 86 degrees left and 84 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number 3, chest wall trauma resolved. Number 4, shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and fractured right clavicular, comminuted in nature with a right acromion fracture as well, period. These have all resolved in the shoulder region, period. Diagnoses 1 to 4 above are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of February 7th of 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following 2 impairments, period. In reference to the abdominal region, utilizing Table 3-1, the patient qualifies for a 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a direct result of the automobile accident of February 7th, 2021, period. As the patient ages, and considering the fact that this is a very young individual, he will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the lumbar region as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing medications of a oral anti-inflammatory nature at an estimated cost of $80 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Further workup for the abdominal pain would be approximately $3,500, period. I also recommend an MRI of the low back area at $3,000, period. Should this MRI be substantially abnormal, surgery may possibly be necessary, period. I would think that this would probably be unlikely, but I cannot rule this out, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.